call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figuerella uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up, a blast from the past, Ken Starr. Remember him? Independent counsel during Whitewater, actually led to President Clinton's impeachment. He's the author of a new book, Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. You'll get a chance to hear him talk about how we all need to know our rights when it comes to religious liberty. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, considering it's a rush hour on a Friday afternoon, taking a look at the traffic cams, it looks it again. Watch for a crash on the right shoulder. That's near the off-ramp there. Interstate 15 southbound at Charleston. They've got some cones to work your way around that wreckage. Also, another incident. Multiple vehicles there on the right shoulder. That's US 95 westbound west of Rancho. Also, do expect some slow flows there in the Henderson area on the Southern Beltway, 215 west at Gibson, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. Also, some backups downtown as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 east at Main, and Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana.
UMail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
The NASCAR weekend beginning on Friday with the trucks in action at Darlington, and then the Xfinity Series will run on Saturday in front of Sunday's Goodyear 400, the Cup Series race, as that race is going to have Brad Keselowski starting from the pole. Kevin Harvick will join him in row one. Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. in row number two. Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin are the two active drivers who have had the most success at Darlington with 3 wins each, while Eric Jones, Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., and Kyle Busch, they have each won once at Darlington. Also this weekend, Keselowski is going to be without his crew chief, Jeremy Bullens. He is going to miss the race as a result of health and safety protocols. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where do you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
He was a major part of our political history back in the Clinton years. He is Ken Starr. He is the former independent counsel during Whitewater, which led to President Clinton's impeachment. He is the author of a new book called Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. And I had a chance to visit with him earlier today, Ken Starr, good guy. And I asked him what led him to write the book.
Well, the pandemic was finally, yes, you've got to write about this, I said to myself. And when things happen, such as your governor of the great state of Nevada, issued that order that said Caesar's Palace and casinos can operate at 50% capacity. But churches, no matter how large you are, no matter how large the auditorium, the sanctuary, you're limited to 50. And so I said it's time for us to restore these fundamental principles in our constitutional, in the First Amendment. And so I began writing during the early weeks of the pandemic and just kept at it. And so here we are, a year later, and the book was just published. And I hope that your listeners who care about America and American freedom will be moved to say, "No, well, let's look at this, and I want to inform myself. I'm not a lawyer, but I want to inform myself about what are the, I call them, the great principles of religious liberty. And they have served us well decade after decade, and that's what I wanted to do. I want to restore the ideals of America's culture of freedom, especially beginning with religious freedom."
Again, Ken Starr joining us, the author of the new book, Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. Why do we let ourselves be bullied by people when it comes to religious liberty? I mean, is it just our nature? Is it something else?
I think it's complex that we want to be obedient to our governors and our mayor. I mean, we may not want to be, but we choose to be obedient. Okay, I may not agree with that. But at times we have to stand up for our rights. Right? Just as during the Revolution, I'm studying the Revolutionary War period right now, and they were willing to say, you know, we've got to stand up for our rights as the British subjects at the time. We can't just take this lying down. And so they did. Did they want to have a violent separation from the mother country? No, but they knew they had to be people of courage. And that's what we're called upon to be. We don't have to take up arms, happily. What we do have to do is to prepare ourselves for the arguments that are out there that are pushing at religious liberty, trying to shriek it. We've got to be able, as citizens, to say, hold on, no governor, no mayor, that is not right. You're trenching into very fundamental freedoms that have been so precious to the American people. And I hope my book will serve humbly as a tool to help us educate ourselves. And one of the reasons is, as Justice Andrew Day O'Connor and others have said, there's been a collapse of civic education in the United States. We need to rearm ourselves, not with weapons. We need to rearm ourselves with the principles of freedom and be willing to stand up and be heard. So it does take, at times, courage, because what you say in support of religious freedom may not be very popular. In fact, it may be very unpopular.
And let me just ask you, where should we be getting this information? Is this something that should be coming from our faith-based churches and synagogues and things like that? Should I don't know that it's going to come to us via the government. Where should we be getting this information?
Well, I hope my book, in all humility, will be able to serve as one such source. But it should be coming through our education system. It really should. Our education system should be lifting up the sweet land of liberty. But as we've seen at every turn, our educational system is being put under pressure to say, this is a bad country. This is a country that was really not born in freedom, but born in slavery. Obviously, we have to confront the despicable institution of slavery. But we have been through that, and we have experienced what Abraham Lincoln called the new birth of freedom. He looked back at the Declaration of Independence and he said, it's now time for the new birth. I think it's time for our third birth of freedom, inasmuch as there are all these cultural and social and now political pressures cutting against the idea of freedom of religion and also freedom of speech. The cancel culture, which I address in one of the closing chapters of the book, we have to stand up as freedom's friends and to be able persuasively to say, I don't just have an opinion. I have an opinion that's grounded in the first principles of our constitutional order. You don't have to go to law school.
I was just going to say, a lot of folks would say, yeah. The Constitution, though, and that's what's interesting. What is it that the Founding Fathers thought about religious liberty, and how important was it as they created a brand new country?
They viewed it as the very first freedom, and that's why the first 16 words of the First Amendment are about religious freedom. So before you get to freedom of speech and freedom of the press, you come to religious freedom. So they viewed it as foundational. And then one that opens the door of religiously free people will welcome freedom of speech, will welcome freedom of the press, will welcome the opportunity, the words of the First Amendment, peaceably to assemble, to petition the government for redress of grievances. It's at the foundation. That's why it is the very first of our first freedoms. And the founding generation made that very clear, Kevin, in the Northwest Ordinance passed in 1789 by the first Congress, signed into law by General Washington, that said this: religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind, schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged. Now, that's a quote from the law passed in 1789. What was the very first of those three pillars of good government and the happiness of mankind? Religion. Next, morality. And the next, and knowledge. Those three pillars go together to create a happy and flourishing society. And they wanted religious freedom for all persons, not just for the majority, but for all persons. And that's all the more important in the 21st century with our highly diverse and pluralistic society. We need to protect religious belief and practice for all persons, the fundamental aspect of human dignity, including the right not to be religious.
Exactly. I know I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I do know enough about this that I know that the founders created our nation, and down through the years, the Supreme Court has essentially interpreted what the founders created. Have they backed religious liberty all the time, or were there times when they have deviated?
I think there are times that they deviated, but the great arc, Martin Luther King Jr. talked about the arc of the universe points toward justice. And so it has been with the Supreme Court of the United States. You know, what I view as mistakes along the way, but for the last 4 decades, when I really started focusing really hard on what the court has been doing in this area, in 1981, when I moved in the Reagan administration into the Justice Department as a young lawyer, I followed this very closely. The Supreme Court is almost always coming down strongly on the side of religious liberty, and frequently, Kevin, it is done so unanimously. When the Obama-era EEOC tried to move against a Christian school in the Midwest, 9 justices said, Obama administration, you're intruding into their religious liberty, their right to hire and fire teachers. Go away. All 9 justices, and that included the iconic Ruth Bader Ginsburg and then Justice Sonia Sotomayor, still sitting.
Good guy, Ken Starr, former independent counsel during Whitewater. And boy, we had a great conversation today. He is absolutely amazing. And again, the book, if you want to check it out, Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Steffen. When you have a dispute with the government, they are the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison and Steffen, give them a call right now, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We are sprinting to the finish line. There are all kinds of issues that are out there. You'll hear from Lindsey Graham and others coming up in our next segment as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long.
Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Sticker shock.
Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Meet Grant.
Hello.
He's a father and a motivational speaker. He's also the founder of the Karma Box Project, that allows people to give non-perishable food, first aid, and toiletries to those in need.
I've struggled with addiction from opioids many years. I lost my job, my home, and even my family. But now, I'm in recovery, and I've pieced my life together again. I'm doing better than ever.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. We are sprinting to the finish line today. It's Friday. It's the weekend. It's Mother's Day. Don't forget Mother's Day on Sunday. I think about my late mom a lot. In fact, almost once a day. Just a fleeting moment, but it's always good on Mother's Day to celebrate, because you never know how many Mother's Days you're going to have. Okay, so make sure you do something nice for Mom coming up on Sunday. It was interesting. I was watching Hannity last night, and Lindsey Graham is a regular on that show, but he has been back and forth in Georgia over the last few weeks, and he claims that Georgia is suffering from the cancel culture, and that it's really, really bad there. Here's Lindsey Graham.
Here's what happened 2 days ago when I was in Georgia speaking to the annual Republican Party fundraising dinner for the Republican Party of Georgia. 18 corporations who gave money last year decided not to give a dime this year. Only one corporation in Georgia helped the Republican Party, Georgia Power. They lost $150,000 because corporations in Georgia have been intimidated by this idea of Jim Crow 2.0. So I'm going to give $75,000 for my campaign to the Georgia Republican Party, who we're going to need to take the Senate seat back in Georgia. And I'm asking people, the Hannity Army that's always helped me, see if you can chip in a few bucks to help the Georgia Republican Party make up for the money they lost because of this boycott by corporate America of conservatives in Georgia. Go to lindseygraham.com. It will send you to the Georgia GOP site. You can help make up the money they were lost, that was lost because corporate America is being intimidated by the left.
I like the idea. Herschel Walker was recently on this program.
yeah.
He's apparently moved back to Georgia. Interesting timing. And he is open to running against Warnock in 2022.
Yeah.
Now, I happen to be a fan of Herschel mm-hmm. Walker, and not just Herschel Walker, the football player. I like Herschel Walker, the man, the person, the human being. And yeah, I think he'd be a great senator from Georgia. And I think Warnock, and I think Stacey Abrams, and I think the Democratic Party in Georgia, they have a lot of explaining to do, as well as corporations like Delta and Coca-Cola.
Well, let me just put it this way. When you look at Senator Warnock's voting record, he's down for the Green New Deal. He's for court packing. He's for eliminating the filibuster. He's for the massive tax increase. He's for $6 trillion more of spending. He's for everything that AOC is for. So if you have a chance in Georgia to replace him with a Herschel Walker, and you're a CEO of a company who depends on free enterprise to make a living, and you don't see the benefit of a Republican in Georgia, you should be fired. You've lost your mind. If you can't understand the difference between where Herschel Walker would take corporate America and free enterprise versus Senator Warnock, you should lose your job, and shareholders should be all over these companies for abandoning the company who needs free enterprise, less regulation, less taxes to flourish.
That's Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. He is spreading the word, spending $75,000 of his own campaign funds in the state of Georgia. Stay where you are. When we come back, the final hours, perhaps, of Liz Cheney and her part in the leadership structure of the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. It looks like she's a goner. By the time we talk on Monday, she might just be out the door. But Chris Cuomo from CNN last night tried to put it all in perspective. And of course, it all circles back to Trump. That's what they always do. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. According to a recent Gallup poll, people in their 20s think they'll retire early. By the time they're in their 50s, it's a whole different view. Joining me today is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. So, Coach, it seems we all have that reality check when we reach that financial red zone, don't we?
Well, Steve, it sounds fun, doesn't it? Oh, I'm going to retire early.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is you get to retirement, you don't have enough money, or the money's not allocated correctly, or we have a market crash the day before you're going to retire. Keep in mind, I've always said on my radio show, we're talking about people that are up in the stock market and bragging to all their friends. I say you're not up until you're out. Same thing go for the Bitcoin and all the other stuff people are talking about these days. And now Bitcoin's going to the moon. But of course, if you haven't liquidated any of it, you haven't made any money. It's fun to look at the paper that says you have. It's more fun to look at the green paper that says you really have.
Right.
So liquidating. So making sure you do the right thing at the right time is very important and can get you to retire earlier if you do the right thing ahead of time. Now, one of the main things we do to help accentuate this and accelerate the retirement planning process is to make sure you have a retirement income plan. We call it a financial fill-up strategy, Steve. There's the sound we use on our radio show. That means every single month for the rest of your life when you decide to retire, a check arrives to your mailbox. You pass away, your spouse continues to get that check. You both pass away, whatever's left goes on to your family. There's no games or gimmicks in the new income planning world, and this will take the worry out of living in retirement, giving you upside potential, income flexibility, and guaranteed income for life. Steve, this will put you ahead of the curve in retirement planning. The next 10 people will do it for you at no cost or obligation. This is a $1,000 value. Also have a 3-book set and a box set on retirement to call right now.
What a great opportunity. Call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text Vegas, V-E-G-A-S, Vegas to 21000. Text Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't have time to get to Chris Cuomo, and it's probably just as good. But I'll give you the gist of what he said. That, you know, this whole thing, Liz Cheney and Elise Stefanik, is all about Trump. And that it's proof positive that the Republican Party is now the Trump, essentially the Trump Party. But we already knew that. I mean, 74 million people voted for Donald J. Trump. I mean, that's what I like. It's some big revelation. Of course. Did you think 74 million people were going to run away from Trump, even after January 6th? I mean, I haven't looked at polling, but I've got to imagine the polling will show that